Now, it is important to strike a balance because your style should really facilitate your work and facilitate you making a living as a lettering artist, illustrator, creator, and it shouldn't limit your creativity. Welcome to Open Studio Podcast, space for lettering artists, illustrators, and creatives who are determined to thrive in their passion. I'm Martina Flora, and I've been through the ups and downs of building a successful creative business. From struggling to make ends meet to achieving my dream of becoming an award-winning lettering designer, I've learned valuable lessons along the way. Now, I'm here to share those lessons, strategies, and tips so that your journey can be smoother. Whether you're looking to turn your passion into a career or want insights to boost your creative business, this podcast is your guide. Join me on the Open Studio Podcast and let's make your creative dreams a reality. Hello and welcome to another episode of Open Studio. I'm your host, Martina Flor, and today's episode is dedicated to all my students inside the lettering seminar who are seeking answers to a common question, which is how do I develop my style as a graphic artist, as a lettering artist, as an illustrator? And you may be wondering the same as well. So I thought I would bring this question to the podcast because I know that in this podcast, I normally speak about topics that have to do a lot more with the business side of being a lettering artist or an illustrator, things like how to do client outreach and how to monetize your skills and how to make a living doing what you love. And I think that the topic of developing your style as a graphic artist is relevant because it serves the purpose of doing just that, of helping you make a living as a lettering artist, as an illustrator. If you, you know, developing a distinct style is paramount to stand out in the crowd and to attract the kind of opportunities that you want to attract and to work with your ideal clients and customers. So I thought I would bring this question to the podcast so that I could give you a few hints, a few parameters that you can follow to develop your style as a graphic artist, as an illustrator, as a lettering artist. Because oftentimes I see new artists mistakenly trying to stick to a certain style just to have a style at all. And your style shouldn't be something that limits you, that, you know, that becomes boring for you, but it should be the opposite. Your style should be the combination of a lot of different things that make your work yours. And your style should be something that enables you to do more work and not the opposite, right? Your style shouldn't become this cage for your creativity. And today we're going to unpack that. And I'm going to give you, first, we're going to talk about what style is and also why it's important. And we are also going to unpack some of the mistakes that I see new artists doing in terms of, you know, finding their styles. And also I'm going to give you a few hints on how to find your own style. Now, let's start by defining what style is. Now, style is the unique visual language that sets you apart from others. And it's a combination of elements like typography, color, composition, the inspiration that you take, that you're interested or you're drawn to, and also the media that you use to create the work that you create. And style, or developing your style, is not just about the aesthetics. It's about how you approach your craft and also the messages or the type of messages that you support with your work and the type of causes that you support with your work. Now, I want to make a stop here and talk about this because I think that oftentimes as creatives, as lettering artists, illustrators, we believe that our work is just about creating a pretty picture. And our work is a lot more than that. With our work, we help supporting causes and we help giving voice to messages and communities. So the type of causes and messages that we support with our work in combination with the aesthetics of that message are the things that create our style. And this, you know, this style is the one that is going to connect with our ideal customers, ideal clients, ideal communities. So remember that finding your style is not only about finding certain elements that, you know, I put together, aesthetically create a certain aesthetic appearance, but it's also about the type of messages and the type of causes that you support with your work. Now, why having a style is important? Well, number one, having a style can really simplify your creative process by giving you a framework to work within. The world of creativity is huge, it's vast, and having a style sort of puts some boundaries to this creative world, so that when you sit down to work, you know what are the elements that interest you, what are the elements that put together create your style, create the type of work that you only can create. So in a way, this combination of elements allow you to express your personality and your perspective as a creator, as a lettering artist or illustrator. So that's on one hand. On one hand, it makes it easier for you to get started and to know what is the vocabulary that you're going to use to create that story, to tell that story. I always say that in lettering, for instance, we are, you know, our designs are in the service of telling a story. So again, having a distinct style makes it easier for you to get started. Every time you receive a project or you have a new project or you need to get started with the project, it's much easier to just go ahead and work and create the artwork. Now, a distinct style can also attract the type of clients and opportunities who resonate with your aesthetic and also with the type of causes that you support. And this, I want to reiterate about this because it's not only about the pretty picture, it's also about the type of causes and messages that you give voice to with your work. And your style and the causes that you support are gonna resonate with your ideal clients and customers and opportunities and are gonna attract more of that and are gonna attract more of those meaningful projects for you. Now, it is important to strike a balance because your style should really facilitate your work and facilitate you making a living as a lettering artist, illustrator, creator, and it shouldn't limit your creativity. So it's really about finding that balance where your style connects you with the people you want to work with and really allows you to stand out in the crowd while allowing you to still feel creative and still have room for you to explore. Hey, real quick, you know that I don't run any ads on this podcast and I don't sell anything. The only ask I could ever have is that you help me spread the word. Let's empower more lettering artists, illustrators, and creatives to make a living with their skills, create beautiful work, and build a thriving business doing what they love. The key to making this happen is if you could take just a moment to rate, review, and share this podcast. It's as simple as a 10-second review or one tap of the thumb. Your support will mean the world to me, and more importantly, it could change the world for someone else. Now, back to the show. Now, let's look into some of the pitfalls that you want to avoid when building or creating or finding that unique style for yourself. Now, as I said before, for lettering artists and illustrators, having this distinct style can be particularly beneficial. It can make it easier for clients to identify your work and hire you for projects that align with your aesthetic. However, it can also be important to remain flexible and adapt your style to suit the needs of each project. Especially for lettering artists, I always say that our work is in service of telling a story. And every story that we need to tell will be different. Every new assignment will prompt us to tell a different story. So, and we should be, as lettering artists, we need to be flexible and versatile so that we can suit the needs of that specific project. We can create letter forms that adapt to that specific project. We should be able to take that briefing, leave our ego behind, and understand what is that the project requires us to do in order to be successful. So one of the common pitfalls is that oftentimes I see an artist or a lettering artist or an illustrator sticking to a particular style and sticking to a very defined style, and it becomes really difficult to step away from that. So one of the mistakes that you want to avoid is to stick to a style and become really radical about it, so that if a certain project steers from your style or requires you to approach a different style or to bring new elements into your work, that you become too rigid, and at the end of the day, the project suffers because of that. So while it's essential to have a recognizable style, it's also equally important to be flexible and to be able to experiment and evolve as an artist. And oftentimes, in my experience, in projects where I needed to go out of my comfort zone and I needed to explore a new style or a new lettering style, these were projects that really opened up doors for me. That once I added that project to my portfolio, it really opened up new opportunities. It really attracted new assignments and new exciting assignments for me, because they were new, they were challenging. Something to bear in mind is that your style is something flexible. It's something that would change throughout time. It's not something that one day you decide, okay, this is going to be my style. I'm going to double down on just creating this one style and I will never move away from this. I want you to think of your style as something that will evolve throughout the years. And that's totally fine, because it will evolve with you as an artist. You as a lettering artist, as an illustrator, you will have different interests throughout time, and it makes sense that your art evolves the same way. So think about your style as something that will be continuously evolving. And it's not about deciding on one style, one color scheme, one set of decorative elements, and this is it. You are married with them forever. It's more about, you know, using different elements according to your interests in that specific time. And as I said, you will always be working within a framework, which is your style, but you will always be driving inspiration from different things. You will feel influenced by other artists that you hang out with, and this will show up in your work, and that's totally fine. Now, let's dive into what are some tips that you can take away from today's episode for discovering your own unique style. So number one is try various styles and draw different things. So I want you to treat yourself or to see yourself as a visual storyteller. You are a person who is telling stories, like a writer is telling stories with words. You are telling stories with shapes and colors and decorative elements and compositions. So I want you to treat yourself as a visual storytelling and explore different narratives. So if you are a lettering artist, you will want to expand your vocabulary as a lettering artist, as you know, by experimenting with a wide range of lettering styles. Try script lettering, try serif letter forms, try black letter, try any different styles, or as many different styles as you can find. I remember that in the beginning of my career, I wanted to really expand my vocabulary as a lettering artist. So what I did is I started a side project, which was called Letter Collections. You can actually check it out. It's still online. It's lettercollections.com. And what I did at that time is that I set myself the goal of sending 100 postcards created by me to different people, friends, family, celebrities, people that I admired. And what I did is that I set myself the goal of trying a different style on each one of the postcards. So I created, you know, with those 100 postcards, I approached 100 different lettering styles, and it was challenging. It was really uncomfortable at times, because I had to approach a style that I wasn't familiar with. But at the same time, it really expanded my stylistic palette. And really by the time, and I could see how that had an impact in my work, because I felt more confident. Every time I had to do a new project, I had a wide vocabulary of letter forms that I could use to tell the story that I needed to tell. So if you are a lettering artist, I want to prompt you to explore various styles and think about this as you expanding your vocabulary as an artist. If you have a better vocabulary, you will be, you know, more confident at telling stories and you will tell better stories. The same happens if you're an illustrator. So you want to draw all types of things. You want to draw cars, houses, people. You want to be able to see your style shine through a lot of different things, regardless of whether you're drawing a tree or a train. So I want you to try different things. If you're a lettering artist, I want you to try different lettering styles, different styles of letter forms or shapes for letter forms. And if you're an illustrator, I want you to apply your style in different things. I want you to draw people and trains and landscapes. You need to make sure that your style works for a lot of different applications, because if a client in the future, if a client comes to you and tells you, hey, listen, I really like your style, I would like you to draw this landscape for me because we are running an advertising campaign and we need this landscape. And then you're like gonna like, well, but I'm not really good at drawing landscapes. Why don't we do this with the portrait? Because I'm really good at doing portraits. And it's like, well, no, we need a landscape for this project. And if we don't draw a landscape for that advertising campaign, the campaign or the project will suffer. And you wouldn't be doing your job as an illustrator, which is putting your art in service of a certain project. So remember that. Explore different styles. If you are an illustrator, explore different applications for your style. Explore different shapes, different objects, different people. Number two, explore different inspirations. So first, as I always say, pay attention to what inspires you and incorporate those influences into your work. So whether that's vintage design, nature, contemporary art, your inspirations or the things that you feel attracted to will shape the evolution of your style. So you will want to keep a folder in your phone, for instance. I keep a folder in my phone of signs. So when I walk down the streets, I take photos of signs that I find interesting and appealing, and I take a picture of them and I save them in a folder inside my phone that is called Signs. So you can do the same. If you find, you know, you can photograph and document all the things that you find interesting and keep them in a certain folder so that you can always go back to them. And you keep them as reference materials that resonate with you and that you can use to inform your work. So one thing that happened to me once is that I traveled to Lima with my family. And I traveled to Peru with my family, actually. We went to Lima, then we went to Cusco, and we did the Inca Trail and all the full program. And I remember that something that really caught my attention when I was there is the amount of color. Like, I felt that, you know, coming from Germany, from Europe, everything is a little bit more homogeneous. And in Peru, there's color everywhere. There's an explosion of color. And I remember that I was taking pictures not only of signs, as I always do, but also I was taking like pictures of different color schemes. Like, I would look to down the street, and for me that was the perfect picture of, you know, like a colorful painting, and I would take a picture and I would keep it in a folder. And I remember that when I came back from that trip, a lot of that, you know, of that those color schemes were showing up in my work. A lot of that inspiration really showed up in my work. So if you find something appealing, if you find something attractive, document it and keep it somewhere, and you will be able later on to utilize it for your work to feed your style. And number three, I want to invite you to embrace the process and give it time. Because oftentimes we think that finding your style is about rushing into it, finding the style and you know, sticking to it. And developing your style is really a journey that takes time and practice and patience. So don't rush into the process and expect immediate results. Instead, focus on producing consistent work and trust that your style will naturally emerge over time. And I want to tell you that because it seems that, okay, just wait for it. It will emerge at some point. It will come. No, you have control over how fast you find your style or you feel confident at creating artwork in a certain style. You have control. And what you can do in order to do that is that you can sit down to work consistently. What you can do is you can accelerate that process by creating more work. The more work you create, the faster you will find that style. And that style will emerge over time through all these different pieces of work that you create. And the more pieces of work that you create, the easier you will be able to find the thread that binds them together. Now, finding your style is not something that you will do in isolation. Oftentimes, you need someone to look over your work. You need feedback from peers, mentors, clients. You need to put your work out there in order to get that feedback. I remember that towards the beginning of my career, I was exploring all these different styles. And at some point, I said to myself, like, well, but you know, at the end, I'm exploring all these different lettering styles, and I'm expanding, supposedly, my stylistic palette. But where's my style? How do I find my style? And it turns out that people who were looking at all these different pieces that I was creating with this project, letter collections, they were telling me, every time they were telling me, like, that looks very Martina. And even though each one of these pieces or each one of these designs was totally new for me and was a totally new style for me, they were seeing certain threads, certain elements that still belong to my style. So this goes to say, don't miss that piece of feedback that you can get by sharing your work and getting that feedback from peers, mentors, or clients. So as a wrap up, remember, your style is not about finding a certain style quick and sticking to it. Your style is something that evolves through time and develops with you as an artist, and is the accumulation of the things that you're drawn to, inspiration, and things that you find interesting, also your experiences, your influences, and also the causes and messages that you support with your work. All of this complexity of elements is what makes you and your work unique. And always remember that what makes you and your work unique will evolve through time, because you will evolve as a person and as a creative. So that wraps up today's episode of Open Studio. I hope you found these insights helpful on your journey to developing your unique style as a graphic artist, illustrator, lettering artist. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and colleagues who may also benefit from it and find it useful. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for more tips and strategies and interviews to fuel your creative journey. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time, bye-bye. So this is it. I hope you loved this episode. You can find me, the host of the show, on social networks at Martina Flor on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you have a question or comments, go to martinaflor.com/podcast, where you can see previous episodes, find show notes, and send voice memos with your comments and questions. You can also watch these episodes on YouTube. Just go to martinaflor.com/YouTube to find them. You can, of course, listen to all our episodes on your favorite podcast platform. If you loved this episode, subscribe to this podcast. And if you leave us a review, it will help others find us. Thank you all for listening, and see you in the next episode of Martina Flor's Open Studio. Bye-bye.